SBS Radio, news, current affairs and stories that inspire in your language. Join the conversation. sbs.com.au/African. Between the 8th and 11th of May, Mauritius will host the biennial Congress of the International Centre for Commercial Arbitration. This is the first time in 50 years that this event will be held on the African continent. In the lead-up to the Mauritius Congress, the Australian Centre for International Commercial Arbitration, ACICA, held a preliminary seminar in Sydney last night to explore avenues of commercial arbitration and doing business in Africa. One of the guest speakers at last night's event is Roger de Robillard. Roger de Robillard is a barrister. He is the ambassador of the International Centre for Commercial Arbitration 2016, and he is also a member of the Australia-Africa Business Council. Roger de Robillard is enthusiastic about the attendance at the seminar last night. In his address, he highlighted the growing importance of Mauritius as a gateway to doing business in Africa.
Tonight's seminar was important because we've had some of the best lawyers who are commercial arbitrators. There were a couple of judges as well, all interested in and finding out about business in Africa and what's happening in Africa. So out of today, it seems that we will have 60-odd people who are going to be looking at Africa with new eyes. Admittedly, they will be looking at it as a market where they can exercise their profession and make money. But at the same time, they will be contributing to the awareness of Africa in Australia among the intellectual and the elite of Sydney society. The reason why I'm very pleased about this is that it's one of the first times that we've had those top-level people from Sydney, as opposed from Perth, because in Perth there's a lot of miners who are always interested in Africa, who are already there. But now we have people in the financial sector, in the legal business or legal profession, who are now excited about Africa following this conference today.
The ACICA seminar last night gathered top lawyers, African community leaders, academics and investors with business interests in Africa. The Honourable Jonathan Odee, MP and New South Wales Parliamentary Secretary for Major Events and Tourism, attended the event on behalf of the New South Wales government. Honourable Odee believes that the event opens opportunities for Australian companies, especially those based in New South Wales, to invest in Africa confidently.
There's no doubt for companies based in Australia, particularly in Sydney, Mauritius is a great opportunity to tap into the markets of Asia and India. Mauritius is growing even more as a gateway to Africa and an opportunity for Australian companies and indeed a hub for two-way trade between Africa and Australia. And certainly Sydney and New South Wales and Mauritius have opportunity to grow those ties socially, culturally and economically through forums like the ACICA conference in Mauritius next month and in Sydney in 2018.
The High Commissioner of Botswana, His Excellency Lapolagang Lekoa, addressed the attendees on behalf of the Dean of African Ambassadors to Australia. The Botswana High Commissioner reiterated that this event and the upcoming Congress in Mauritius are very important in many respects, as they signal that Africa is open for business.
We see this event really important in many respects. One is that it is going to take Australian businessmen to Africa so that they can learn firsthand about what Africa offers as a continent, its people, its diversity, its culture, and more importantly, probably, you know, learn more about investment opportunities that are there. We believe in that respect that Africa is open for business. It has got the biggest market in that part of the world, over a billion people and young people who are eager to do business in various fields. And in Africa, we say that we are open for business and that Africa will be developed by Africans, but with assistance from other countries. And in this respect, we'll be looking at technology investment from Australia.
After Mauritius, the next ICCA summit will be held in Sydney in 2018. Deborah Tomlinson, Secretary General of the Australian Centre for Commercial Arbitration, believes that Sydney will have big shoes to fill.
AKICA has actually, in the Congress that was held in Miami in 2014, bid and was successful to host the ICA Congress that will be held in 2018. So we'll be following Mauritius, so we'll have some big shoes to fill.